Now with an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. Miami Republican Congressman David Rivera is in more hot water, and now it may even cost him his re-election. The Florida Ethics Commission accuses him of 11 ethics violations while he was a state legislator. The report comes while Congressman Rivera is involved in a tight race for re-election. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has been following the case and runs down the allegations.
Fundamentally, he's accused of accepting money from corporate interests that he should have known was intended to influence his vote. He's accused of some campaign finance violations. For instance, he's accused of falsifying his financial disclosure forms and of things such as accepting money and laundering it through another company and taking the money back and then not disclosing it.
And among those things, Rivera charged with concealing a $1 million consulting contract with Miami's Magic City Casino. Through a statement, Rivera denied wrongdoing and accused the nonpartisan commission of playing politics during an election year. He is in a tight race for re-election against Democrat Joe Garcia, and Rivera is also under a separate FBI probe into whether he secretly financed the campaign of one of Garcia's Democratic opponents in the August primary. The congressman can seek a hearing to dispute the charges. He's previously denied wrongdoing. The Ethics Commission does not have power to punish him, but the State House could take action based on the panel's findings. The Miami-Dade Elections Department has been dealing with voters who have gone to the Doral location to cast their absentee ballots in person. But officials say the office is not equipped for that type of voting, and because of fire codes, people are not allowed to wait inside for their turn to vote. Anna Edgerton writes for the Miami Herald and says officials believe so many people are showing up in person because the campaigns are encouraging folks to vote absentee because of the extremely long ballot in Florida.
They were having people wait outside. They only had 3 employees who were printing ballots, and so it was just taking a little longer than they expected. No one likes to sit outside and wait in the sun, but like the deputy supervisor told me, this is the democratic process, and you're going to have to wait in line, whether it's before the election, trying to vote absentee, if you try to do it at the office, or whether it's actually on voting day at the polls.
Elections officials are encouraging people to still vote absentee, but not to fill out their ballots on site. State Senator Nan Rich, Democrat from Sunrise, says she hopes her colleagues in the legislature will resolve an issue with State Attorney General Pam Bondi that's currently tying up $300 million meant to help Florida homeowners hurt by the state's foreclosure crisis.
A promise was made that these funds would be used for relief to homeowners, and that's what needs to be done. So I think that there needs to be kind of a little bit of negotiating between the attorney general and the legislative leadership to come up with, you know, with the resolution so that we don't have to wait and there can, you know, be an agreement between them to move ahead.
Bondi and state lawmakers are fighting over who's in charge of handing out the $300 million. And right now, Florida is one of the only states that's not used the millions of dollars it received in the settlement from the successful fight with banks accused of wrongful foreclosures and mortgage service abuses. For more news, you can log on to our brand new retooled website, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.